For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. Yesterday at Tiger Stadium in Mobridge was the Mobridge Pollock Early Bird Track and Field Meet. The host school Tigers would take first place in 10 events when all was said and done. The Mobridge Pollock boys and girls team each took second place in the overall team titles. Senior Simon Freed was a double winner for the boys, taking the long jump and 300-meter hurdles. Kalen Fitzer won the discus, Carter Hins finished first in the shot put, and Jackson Eisman won the 100-meter. For the girls, Heidi Olson won both the 1600 and 3200-meter. Also taking gold was Riley Thompson in the 200-meter, Faith Heil in the 800-meter, and the 4x400 relay with J.C. Netterville, Faith Heil, Jada Thompson, and Riley Thompson. All results of the meet are online at athletic.net. Also, the Mobridge Pollock softball team will be getting their season underway here in town this weekend. Tomorrow, the Tigers will play Winter Area for a 5-inning doubleheader starting at 2 p.m. Central. Mobridge Pollock was 4-9 last year, falling in the first round of the SODAC 16. They were 0-4 against Winter Area, who they will face Saturday, but were close in three of the four matchups. The Minnesota Twins had their home opener yesterday afternoon at Target Field, and they fell to the Cleveland Guardians in the game 4-2. Ace Pablo Lopez took his first losing decision of the year, allowing three runs in 5 2/3 innings. The offense, though, was more of a concern as they struck out 15 times and were a woeful 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Their only runs came off an Edward Julian solo home run and another run off a wild pitch. Here was Twins manager Rocco Baldelli on the offensive struggles.
Punch outs do hurt you with runners in scoring position. At least giving yourself a shot and putting it in play is probably a better scenario for us. We just have to do a better job. We just have to have better at bats, flat out. I mean, we had the chances. We had plenty of chances to do it today. And you know, it was kind of all over the lineup. We had guys standing out there, and we've seen what happens when we put it in play and we make something happen. We did that a little bit on the road trip, and I think early in the season, backing the ball up and maybe trying to do a little less is sometimes a better idea. Later in the summer, when our timing is good and we've been playing 100 games into the season, you feel good. You can take some shots. You're seeing the ball better.
Minnesota fell to 3-3 with the loss. Their series with Cleveland resumes Saturday at 1 p.m. Central with Carlos Carrasco of Cleveland facing Joe Ryan of Minnesota. In other Major League Baseball news, the Athletics announced that this season will be the club's last playing in the city of Oakland, ending a 56-year run in the East Bay. With their lease of the Oakland Coliseum ending after the season and the franchise publicly flirting with a move to Las Vegas, the A's ownership decided against renewing their lease that reportedly would have cost an additional $97 million in extension fees. Instead, the Athletics will play between the next 3 and 4 seasons in Sacramento's Sutter Health Park, a 14,000-seat minor league facility. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.